Well, howdy guys. Now, I thought I'd talk about the differences between femons and males. Of course, the physical difference is that femons have boobies. Some big, some small, and some just right. But it doesn't matter, they can have them altered at all times anyway. I mean, I've never been a booby man. And I don't understand the attraction for femons with bigger breasts. Because it doesn't mean absolutely anything at all. It doesn't mean she can feed the children better. It doesn't mean she's a real nice person. It doesn't mean that she'd be wonderful in bed. But nowadays, femons are more obsessed with their breasts than the males are. I mean, they got them hanging out all over the place. But let's not talk about the physical sides. What about the mental differences between male and femon? Well, the one thing I have noticed is that males generally have a lot more character. And how they grew up sort of creates that character. And by the time they're in their late teens, they have a set sort of character, which will probably not change too much the rest of their life. But femons, on the other hand, change all the time. They don't seem to have a set character built in. Their brain isn't hardwired that way. It's kind of in flux all the time. Some people could say it's adaptable. Let's say she's with a guy in the cave, and she's going on to him about a room in the roof. But all of a sudden he gets killed and eaten by a saber-toothed tiger. Now this male has been looking after and protecting this femon, and now she's in danger. So she'll go with any man that'll have her, as long as he provides protection, and looks after her, of course. And what it actually does mean is that whatever femon you're with, to the femon it's always kind of transient. And if a femon comes in contact with another male that she feels can offer her more, and it doesn't really matter what he looks like or what type of personality he has, she'll have no problems about monkey branching to him, even if there's children involved. And that's why it's never really a good thing if a male trusts a femon. Femons can do this because they have very low moral standards and have hardly any conscience. It's very rarely that femons ever feel guilt. Let's face it, in every breakup, in every divorce, it's always the man's fault. You see, a person with some character would have the dignity and respect to at least take some blame. If you think about it, a lot of times guys have been with femons for a long time, even married. And then the femon does something really unusual. She blatantly betrays the man for no reason. And the husband or the boyfriend is completely taken back. And he kind of says, well, it was completely out of character. Well, she hasn't got one. Of course, the modern femon does have some form of character, or a trait, as they say. Most of them are all angry. They're yelling, they're screaming. But that is why you can mostly trust a lot of males, because they have character. But you should never, ever trust a femon, especially today, because most of them are already on the edge of a nervous breakdown. They don't know who they are or really what they want. Most femons of today want their cake and eat it too. They want to play the strong, empowered femon when it's advantageous, and the damsel in distress. Mostly every time a femon gets into a position of power or authority or trust, she will abuse it. That's because she has no real character. And that's why they can easily degrade themselves on OnlyFans. You see, without character, you lack dignity, class. Femons throughout history have only acted in the way they have of what that society allowed at the time. Femons today mostly are objectifying themselves. They're not trying to sell love or caring or affection. They're selling a piece of ass, and quite crudely at it. For me, being a male, I will do some things, and some things I will never do. Even though I could make money or be better off. I guess that means I've got principles. Femons don't seem to be burdened with that, do they? I have throughout my life met a few femons that have had character, but not very many, and I suspect hardly any in the modern femons. As I really don't know where this video is actually heading or where it's been, I shall end it now. Take it easy.